What's it take to build a large city? A railroad and a nice hotel, of course. It was a winning combination for this place, and I'll tell you the story next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Michael Quantz shares the story of how one of Virginia's largest cities was born.
It was back in the 1890s when Frederick J. Kimball and the railroad Norfolk and Western was looking for a place to combine an east and west moving line and a north and south moving line that he had just purchased. And at the intersection of this railroad, he wanted to build a hotel that would essentially be the cornerstone or the central point of a city.
Not just any ordinary hotel, and not a little town either. There were plans for a grand structure with a large city springing up around it. Both would have to be created from thin air, it seemed.
There was probably only about 100 people that lived here. So with the arrival of the railroad in this hotel, at the time, you know, it was about a 35-room hotel, had hot and cold running water, which was kind of one of the amenities of the time.
The original hotel was built in 1882. Soon, people began coming here to enjoy the beautiful property, and over the decades, they found the latest amenities.
It was one of the first hotels outfitted for air conditioning, which is funny when you look kind of through some of the old advertising that we have to see someone's advertising that we have air conditioning here. Certainly a bell service, which was kind of a neat, original, modern idea, I guess, at the time.
The lodging built a new structure in the 1930s, a grand building that still stands today.
It has kind of a Queen Anne Tudorian appearance. With each renovation that we go through now, we try to keep the historic aspect of the hotel real and original while also offering the modern amenities that guests expect today. So it's a really nice blend and balance of old and new.
But by the late 1980s, the Hotel Roanoke had seen its last guests. But there's more to the story. As we travel the countryside in Roanoke, Virginia, I'm Andrew McCray.